I'm now joined with Deputy Mayor of Fingal, Independent Councillor Cathal Boland, to speak about the amount of litter being left behind by members of the public on our beaches in Fingal. Good afternoon, Cathal. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Delighted to be with you.
And likewise. First of all, Cathal, what beaches in Fingal are being affected by all of this?
Well, I think all of the beaches are being affected. The busiest beaches are generally the Borough Beach, Howth, Portmarnock, Donabate, Skerries, Rush, Portrane, in that kind of order. And, you know, we put out additional resources, the increased cleaning regimes and additional infrastructure, the bins and so on in place. But it all comes down to people acting responsibly. I mean, sort of the council can play its part, but the public also have to play theirs. And unfortunately, some don't. And that's a large part of the problem.
OK. What kind of rubbish is being left behind? Is it soiled nappies, cans, bottles and so on?
You name it, they're leaving it. You know, they are even at the point of putting disposable barbecues, but they forget that they, whilst they're still warm, they're setting the bins on fire. Okay. You're having a meltdown of bins and all that kind of thing. It really is unfortunate. You know, it's a great facility. The beaches are wonderful. We should all enjoy them, but we shouldn't be leaving a negative footprint behind us.
Definitely not. Has there been any evidence of broken glass on beaches themselves, you know, which could potentially be very dangerous for other users and especially children?
Absolutely. I haven't come across any large-scale complaint about glass being on the beaches, but I mean, it is a regular feature in every summer that there's glass, you know, breaks, and people don't bother cleaning it up. You do have the difficulty. I mean, sort of, I remember as a kid seeing a young fella getting his foot very badly cut from a piece of broken glass.
Is it possible that some of the litter could have been washed out to sea in tides?
That, of course, is always a possibility. The additional staff come on duty at 5:30 in the morning and they set about trying to clean the beaches up. But they target the areas of the beach which are the ones which the tide is going to hit first. So they try to take, you know, defensive action against the view on the beach being washed back out to sea.
So I'm sure the local council has had a lot of extra work to do to maintain these beaches.
Yeah, the crews go on site at 5:30 in the morning and they have doubled the number of staff which would be on beaches. They're watching the weather forecasts, you know, whether it's a bank holiday weekend and so on, and they tool the staff up to try and meet the additional demand. It really is a situation in terms of all shoulders to the wheel, you know, to try and maintain the facility as best as possibly, that it can be presented as best as possible.
I actually came across an article in the newspaper, and I believe on one day the council had taken 10 tonnes of rubbish off Borough Beach in Sutton, working from, as you said, 5 a.m. until 12:30.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the figure I have, that with the additional staff and the equipment, you know, working flat out, but they still managed to take 10 tonnes of litter from the Borough Beach. And, you know, that's just people, you know, are bringing it to the beach, but they're not being responsible enough to bring it home. So if you bring it, you know, stay with it, bring it home and dispose of it yourself. Equally, as I said to you, the burnt out bins have occurred due to barbecues being placed in bins. And despite the warning signs of the council not to do this, they reminded the public of how dangerous it is. They continue to put the barbecue, you know, into the bins.
I suppose it's very hard to know the answer to this question, but do we know what kind of people are responsible for the, you know, left behind litter? Are they families or just young teenage gangs or perhaps a mix of both?
Well, I'm glad you diverted me from what I was going to say. I think it's a mixture of all sorts of people. You can blame young people, you can blame families, you know, if there's nappies, you can blame on families. If you're barbecues, you're blaming young people, you know, bottles, you know, whatever. But the reality is, it's people's, throughout all ages, there are people who are responsible and people who are irresponsible. And, you know, it's irresponsible people who are causing this problem. And yes, they're impacting on the, what is in essence, the majority of people who act responsibly and want to go and enjoy the beach and to leave the beach in a reasonable condition for the next group of people who are coming along to it. I'm not sure that there is an answer to it other than education. I mean, sort of, you can talk about, you know, handing out litter fines and so on the beach. I mean, I think that becomes almost impossible to police.
To police,
so
yeah.
I think it really comes down to civic education in the schools, also on television. You guys in the radio and the newspapers have a role to play in it. The council are doing the mop-up part of the job, But we also have responsibility in trying to get the message across and finding new and innovative ways of getting the message across.
Yes, of course. You briefly mentioned bins earlier. Are there sufficient number of bins provided on our beaches to serve the public? And I mean, especially on the likes of Velvet Strand and Port Marnock, because, you know, that's quite a long beach and serves a lot of people.
Well, you know, they roll out additional bins for the summer period. And if they know that there's going to be, as I said to you, a heat wave, large demand on the facility, they put out additional bins on top of what they've provided for. So, I mean, if you keep putting out bins, but if people keep throwing it on the ground, you know, the argument will always be there's not enough bins.
Yes,
but that's, it's people's personal behaviour, which is the cause of the biggest cause of the problem.
So on a slightly different note, Cathal, and a more positive one, of course, congratulations to you on your newly position as Deputy Mayor of Fingal. From all of us here at Near FM, how does it feel for you to be elected?
Well, I'm delighted to be elected. It's always nice to hold office and to get out and be part of the events and the ceremonies that go with the mayoral office. Obviously, I'm only the deputy. I'm the sidekick. But I'm delighted to be a sidekick to Howard Mahoney, who's the mayor. He's from Castleknock. But it's not a role that's new to me. I mean, sort of, I held this office 25 years ago. I also held the mayor on a couple of occasions. So it's not a new role, but it's nice to be back.
Yes, I understand. You actually served as councillor for 5 decades since the 1980s.
I've served over 5 decades during the course of each of the last 5 decades. I became a councillor in 1983 and I served until 2004 when I decided to retire from politics.
Okay.
But the yen came back to me, and in 2018 I was fortunate to pick up a co-option. My friend David O'Connor, who is also an independent, after 21 years had decided to stand down, and he offered to nominate me to take his place, which I was pleased to do, and then I was fortunate to be elected in the 2019 election. So that meant that I've been through the 80s, the 90s, the zeros, the ones, and now the twos. So.
And I'm sure from past experience being involved, it's less of a challenge for you.
Politics is always a challenge because there's always new problems to solve. You've got to find the answers. And, you know, that's one of the exciting parts about politics, that it's not simply going through a routine of, you know, pen-pushing job. It's about using your brain, about looking to see what's possible. And what's possible today might not be possible tomorrow, or vice versa. And you've got to be able to feel the wind and know what's right and what's wrong, you know? Sort of, I certainly think that politics presents every generation a new big challenge, but they equally presents small challenges for the local community and the councils and the councillors to try and navigate their way through those to make the place a better place for all of us.
Right, so we leave it there for today, unless if there's anything else you would like to mention.
No, that's grand. Thanks very much. Appreciate the invitation.
Always good to have you on. Thanks, Cathal. And thanks again for joining us. Great talking with you. All the very best to you. Best of luck in the new role and take care.
Cheers.
Now, that was Deputy Mayor of Fingal, Independent Councillor Cathal Boland, talking about the amount of litter being left behind by members of the public on our beaches in Fingal.